In this bulletin, Victoria effectively eliminates coronavirus from the community. The Australian government challenged China's wine tariff proposal. And in cricket, Australia and India begin the one-day international in Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has reached a milestone in its coronavirus cases with 28 days of no new infections, meaning COVID-19 has been effectively eliminated from the community. In August, Victoria had almost 8,000 active COVID-19 cases, and the second wave of infections triggered a strict lockdown of Melbourne and much of the state. Government Minister Jacinta Allen says the public has spent this year making sacrifices.
As a consequence of those sacrifices of people following the rules, people getting tested in massive, massive numbers, that we've gained something very precious. We've achieved something very precious here in Victoria, and that's being recognised.
An inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program has heard telephone records will be published, along with extra evidence from Victoria's Premier and the Health Chief. The inquiry has held its final hearing into the bungled scheme, and new documents, including text messages between Daniel Andrews and his chief of staff, have been tendered. Coronavirus outbreaks at two quarantine hotels have been attributed to 99% of Victoria's second wave of coronavirus infections. A final report is due on December 21st. The Northern Territory government says it's willing to welcome more returning Australians by expanding operations at its quarantine facility. The government says its facility at Howard Springs near Darwin is high quality and it will accept 1,000 people, doubling the number of arrivals. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says it's up to the federal government to announce further details of the agreement.
We've got capacity out there. I think it's always important to do that, maintain the ability to respond. That you've always got to build that into what you're doing.
South Australia will make a series of changes to its coronavirus restrictions from next Tuesday. Among the changes are the removal of all border restrictions with Victoria and the requirement for masks to be worn in situations where physical distancing isn't possible. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says the number of active infections in South Australia has dropped to 23 and no new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours. She's encouraging any suspected cases to get tested repeatedly if required.
But I must stress, it is very mild symptoms. So just feeling a little bit down, a bit tired, you know, got a slightly itchy nose, scratchy throat, anything like that, bit of a headache even, bit of an upset tummy.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced that telehealth will become a permanent part of Medicare. Bulk billed video and phone health consultations were temporarily introduced to the system at the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak. Minister Hunt says more than 40 million telehealth consultations have been conducted so far.
There's not been much good that's come from COVID. One thing that has come from COVID is the fact that we have skipped a decade and jumped from 2030 to 2020 for the delivery of telehealth for all Australians. Universal whole of population telehealth, and it will now be permanent.
The federal government has 10 days to appeal against China's plans to impose temporary tariffs on wine imports in a move it says is outrageous. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce says Australian exporters have been dumping wine into its market, but the government denies the allegations. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says the government will exhaust all possible avenues because it argues the decision is disproportionate. He says trade between Australia and China is beneficial for both countries.
That's why we're moving quickly to work with not only the industry but my officials and DFAT officials in Beijing to get an understanding so that we can put our case around this decision and imposed on the wine industry that we feel is quite outrageous.
The temporary tariffs range from 107 to 212%. Australia's Army Chief says he wants to uphold values and professional standards as 13 people face administrative action in response to alleged war crimes in Afghanistan. A report made public last week included allegations of 39 killings and cases of torture and some personnel have been recommended for referral to the Federal Police. Chief of the Army, Lieutenant General Rick Burr, says the action includes a notice proposing the termination of service.
It is essential that privacy be respected and that procedural fairness is followed, and that no further comment be made until the process is complete. It is critical that for any judicial, disciplinary, or administrative action, due procedural process must occur.
In cricket, Australia will bat in the one-day international series opener against India in Sydney. Aaron Finch won the toss and Steve Smith is replacing all-rounder Mitch Marsh. Smith missed all the three one-day internationals in England because of a concussion. Well, now the weather for Saturday. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, very hot, a shower or two and 38 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, mainly in the evening and 28. Hobart, a shower or two, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 33. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 31. Sydney, sunny and 33 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 35. Brisbane, similar conditions, 30. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.